All right, so starting next week here. It says machlokas in the Mishnah, right? Bein perek leperek. So we say bein perek leperek. You can be shoel according to Rabbi Yehuda. You can be what shoel mitnei akavod and meishiv shalom lechol adam, right? So then the question is, what is bein perek leperek? So the Tana Kama has a natural breakdown, right? Bracha rishona is what? Lishnia. That's the first bein perek leperek. Then bein shnia lishma. That's the second bein perek leperek. Then bein shma levayim shamoa. Bein vayim shamoa levayomer. Right? That all makes perfect sense. Bein vayomer lemes yatsiv. Okay? And that's what you would think. Right? Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Vayomer, Le'emes V'yatziv Lo Yafsik. He says, between Vayomer and Emes V'yatziv, don't stop. Don't stop. Okay? Don't stop. So, what does that mean, don't stop? Yep. All right, let's take a look at the Gemara. Who wants to read today? Strange. So the Gemara says, why is the halacha? What's the reasoning? So first of all, halacha is like a review. Now, what's the reasoning of review, though? Of course, it says, in Yirmiyahu, Hashem Elokim Emes, right? It's talking about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, how false their gods are. And then it says, Hashem Elokim Emes. Okay. Rashi.
Hashem Elokim Emes. The Kach Ein Mafsikin Bein Ani Hashem Elokeichem LeEmes.
Strange. It's a difficult Gemara. I mean, but this pasuk says, "And Elokei Hashem Elokeichem." Right? I mean, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This pasuk doesn't say Emes. So what are you doing over here? And every time you read this, if you're reading this pasuk, you'd have to say MS at the end of the pasuk. I mean, yeah. All right, let's take a look at the Rush. And then, yeah. And then the Gemara has a funny question. Chozer v'omer MS or ain't a chozer v'omer MS? We don't know what that means. What does that mean? Okay. Go ahead. Which was the one before that?
Talking about the Mishnah?
Yeah, Kass, right?
Yeah, so.
Right. Review the Omer Bain, the Yomel MS, the Yatsib Loyasik. Yeshli Stapig, he says.
Yeshli Stapig, im by the Maymar, Loyasik Klau, a few Lahishiv, to Hamir, me, the Emsa Haperek.
So what does he mean, Loyasik? Does he mean it's more Hamir than the Emsa Haperek? Because the Emsa Haperek, you could be Meshiv and Teakavod. Or according to the Rush, it could be Shoel for a parent, Shoel Shalom for a parent, or a Rebbe, right? So does he mean Lo Yafsek Klau, right? Meaning it's even more Chomer than Emzepek. Or does he mean Lo Yafsek Kedin Kol HaProkim? That what? Kedin Bein HaProkim, that makes more sense. What do you mean, call a problem?
Meaning that you should treat it
like being a problem.
No, like emsaper. Like the next phrase that I thought it indicated that he was saying you should treat it like this.
Well, it's the same. It's the same meaning.
I'm saying the other way be that you should treat it as if it's a regular problem.
Odilma, Haidikomalo Yafsik, right? So what does it mean, don't stop? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said, don't stop between Emma and between Elokeichem and Emes? Right? What does it mean, don't stop? It doesn't mean don't stop at all. It means don't stop like you would stop if it were normal Bana Prakam. Right? You can only stop like a din of Emta. Right?
Otherwise it's not good.
I'm lost. I'm not sure what you guys are doing. But it says it's not like the din of Bana Prakam. Lo yafsik, like, don't stop like the din of Bana Prakam. Don't stop the way you could if it were Bana Prakam. Who says Hainu? Oh, lo yafsik Hainu kedin. Right, don't stop like the din of Bana Prakam. Right? I mean, that's the way, the old Dilma is the way the Rambam learns. Right, so the Rambam... The Ram just says between Lekechen and Emes is just like Bemtza Parak. So that's his question. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said, don't stop? Did he mean don't stop at all? A new din that we never encountered before. A new din. Cannot stop at all between these two words. Or did he mean that the Chacham, the Rabbanan say, the Rabbanan say that what? That you can stop Bein Perek L'Perek, that you can treat this like a Bein Perek L'Perek, and I say no, it's not a Bein Perek L'Perek. Chum say you can make certain stops here. Which stops here? The Bein Perek L'Perek stops. I say no, you can't make those stops. I'm not talking about any other stops. I'm not talking about the stops of Bein Perek L'Perek. Right? Lo Yafsik, which ones? The ones of Bein Perek L'Perek. But it's not better than an Emtza, right? No, he doesn't need to hold it. He needs to do that at all. Doesn't open that whole... should you say Elokeichem Emes together? According to the Tanakhama? Apparently not.
Emes is the first word.
Yeah, but what's funny is, what did Rabbi Yehuda not say? What's causing this confusion? It's because Rabbi Yehuda did not say that he didn't just say it's not a Bein Perek L'Perek. Yeah. You simply cannot stop. In other words, in definitive terms, what was Rabbi Yehuda saying? Was he saying that I'm not, that you say Bein Perek L'Perek is over here, and I say, you might be right, it is Bein Perek L'Perek, and let's be honest, I mean, it's Bein Perek L'Perek, right? I mean, there's a parsha in the Torah, and there's a bracha that we're instituting. How can that become one parak? So Rabbi Yehuda was saying, even though it's Bein Perek L'Perek, there's another reason here that's operating, and that simply forces you to say these words together. That's the first way to learn, right? This is not a question of Bein Perek L'Perek. There's another chov here. There's a chov here to be mitzdaref these words. Like the Miri says, Berega Achas. You need to put these words, have to be in one moment. Nothing to do with the question of Hafsakos of Bein Perek L'Perek. There's another mitzvah here. There's another obligation to consolidate these three words. So it's true, it might be Bein Perek L'Perek, but there's another issue over here, right? Or now this is a little bit more difficult conceptually to simply say that although it is Bein Perek L'Perek, we don't treat it like a Bein Perek L'Perek. Right? We don't follow its natural definition. Naturally, you'd say it's a Bein Perek L'Perek. For some reason, we say we don't treat it like a Bein Perek L'Perek. So it just goes back to, we treat these two things as if they run together. We don't say you ended one thing and now you're starting a new thing. We say you never stopped. You're simply continuous in your involvement, like our svara, right? You're simply continuous in your involvement. It's not going from running to swimming over here, right? It's continuous. Huh? We have a din of emsa. That's it. In other words, did they simply remove the din of bein perek leperek over here? Or there's another obligation that you have to be mekayim something. You understand? So the nafka minah is going to be whether you could be masik at all. Because it is bein perek leperek. It is really bein perek. That's why Rabbi Yehuda does not say this is not bein perek leperek. Because that would be crazy. He just says lo yafsik. Right? They're not really arguing. They're just arguing whether there's another din of ani Hashem of Hashem Elokeichem emes or ani or what's the pasuk in the Elokim Hashem Elokeichem emes. Does that create a new chov, or does that simply, or does it remove a the din of being paired with her? Because why? Because like the Rosh, says. Go ahead, finish the Rosh. Sorry. Miunira
mi demefaresh time amishum v'ashem lokim emes the lo yasik klal.
Lo yasik klal, right.
Omer emes v'yatsik v'achakach yasik kmo be'emza apara.
Because the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is that there's another pasuk that has MS together with Elokim, right? And he's saying you must replicate that, right? Now, if I say something in the middle, I'm not replicating that. It's mashma that you actually have to have them together. So the mashmos is that he's telling you you have to like make these words into the, you have to sort of form this into the pasuk, it'd be like saying, be like if someone says a bracha and then you said hello to somebody and then you said amen. You're no longer saying emes on the prior thing. Amen comes from amen is from emes. Same based on that word. Okay, let's think about the machlokas. The machlokas. Now there's two. So firstly, you have the machlokas, and then you have the question of what the next question is. Chozer v'omer or not? Okay, chozer v'omer. So the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, they learn chozer v'omer a certain way. But take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Do you guys have Rabbeinu Chananel in your Gemaras? He seems to learn a different shot on chozer v'omer. On chozer v'omer. Right. So the Rosh says this definitely doesn't mean to just say emes emes. Right. Because the Gemara later on says, if you repeat words, it's meguna. As a machlokas, is it repeating the words or is it repeating the sentences? Huh? Seems crazy, huh? Yeah, I do. No one has it?
I don't have it.
Okay. You don't have?
Yeah.
You have Reb Nissim gun? On what? On your Dalet?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I have him too. All right. Well, the Miri has it. Take a look at the Miri. But basically, there's not much to see. Just basically, he holds that there's a question of whether you actually say it twice. No. Just say it twice. Chozer v'omer. Tzorach lachzer v'lomer emes v'yatziv. Ulag muri kol abrocha. And Rava says ain a chozer v'omer emes. Elamashlim kol abrocha kula v'omer v'tfila. Not a question of if you were mafsik. The Rosh and the Rabbeinu want to learn. There is no question if there was no hefsik, you just say Hashem Elokeichem emes v'yatziv, you go straight. But what if you had to stop after emes? Do you have to now repeat emes to start v'yatziv? Right? But Rabbeinu Chananel Meiri learned the question just simply, do you always say emes v'yatziv? It's mashma, but that's the way the Rambam learning, because he doesn't have the question, he doesn't have the din at all of if you were mafsik. It would seem that if you learn the Gemara like Rosh is learning, you should say, and if you were mafsik, well, it's not going to work out for him because he holds you can be mafsik even between Elokeichem and Emes. No, it's not going to work out. I'm not sure how he learns the question, but anyway, so those are the two questions we have to finish up with. If you want to take a look at the Gemara about Shema, you can take a look. It's interesting. Sounds like he's saying. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri learn like it sounds like from the Gemara. You saw the next piece of Gemara? The guy came to Rabbah and he just said Emes Emes, Trey Zimni. Sounds like he just said it twice. You have Rashi like that? But anyway, all it says is that he came to, he was saying Kriya Shema, and he said, Emes, Emes, Trey Zimni. Right? It sounds like Rabba's making some sort of joke about him. Like he ran away with Emes. He did like the run of Emes grabbed him. Like he just got caught up in Emes. He just... MS, MS.
I thought he was saying that only one MS because it runs along. Like it encompasses, goes to both of them.
No, Tafasta Lazeh means the run of MS caught this guy. The run of MS caught him. He's like, he's going into an MS fervor. An MS fervor. I don't know. I don't know. That's what the words literally mean. Riata shel emes, the run of emes, grabbed him. But anyway, maybe he's saying it's not maguna. Maybe he's saying it's that if he did it, it's not maguna. But I'm not sure. But anyway, it's mashma like Rabbi Nachmanel's question. It's mashma like Meiri and Rabbi Nachmanel. Not that this guy said emes and then someone said hello to him and then he said emes. That's the way the Rosh is going to have to learn that Gemara. Claim shot is that Rabbi Yochanan says, you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Emes V'yatzev. That's how you say it. That's the Rabbi Yochanan and you learn the question. So the Rosh says that's Pasha, that can't be right. Because it says later you can't say Shema Shema. You can't say two words, can't say the same word twice.
Why is that the reason? Should it just be because there's a Pasha of
That's also a good question. Why should you right? Forget about the reasons not to do it. What possibly is the reason to do it? Is the matbea with two emeses before the atzev, or is the matbea with one emes before the atzev?
Then you should connect them.
And then you should connect them. There's one before emes v'atzev, and one after elokeichem. There's one before Emes V'yatzev.
Why
But it's not mashma that way, because how can they just be misaking a word? Well, that's part of the problem of the sugya. Seems like they could not just be misaking say MS after you say Elokeichem. They wanted that to happen, but they can't just say after you say Elokeichem say MS. Where the brachas? I'm supposed to say parshas. I'm supposed to say brachas. Just drop a word in here. They can't. So they had to put emes in the beginning of the next bracha in order for it to be together with the elokeichem. But it's only because it's part of the next bracha. So what happens to you? Get taken over by emes. So. Okay, think about it. So maybe Wednesday.